The Story of Aida, the Ethiopian Princess, was written by Mariette Bey, a Frenchman, who was at that time director of the Egyptian Museum at Bulaq. The synopsis of the plot was sent to Verdi and interested him greatly. The drama was completed in French prose by Camille Delotre and was then translated into Italian verse, after which Verdi started his musical score. It was intended to produce the opera in the fall of 1870, but the plans were disturbed by the war between France and Germany. For scenery and costumes designed by French artists were shut up in Paris during the German siege of the city. Finally, the opera was given, to be exact, on December 24, 1871, in Cairo. It was an immediate sensation, but for some reason, the subsequent performances for a long time were confined only to Cairo and a few Italian cities. We all know now, however, what a high and prominent place Aida holds in the repertoire of every opera company. The scenes are laid in Egypt, and few operas give such opportunity for a lavish display of stage settings, chorus, and costume. It is really, when properly given, a huge operatic pageant, about the only one of its kind. The story of Aida is simple, yet dramatically consistent and logical. It is the old tragedy of two women loving the same man, and the resulting jealousy and revenge. Aida is the daughter of the king of Ethiopia, and at the start of the opera, she is handmaiden to Amneri, princess of Egypt. Radames, with whom both are in love, and who, as you might suppose, himself loves Aida, is an Egyptian soldier who is appointed to lead the army of Egypt against the Ethiopians. After the campaign against them, Radames returns victorious, bringing many prisoners, among them Aida's father, Amonasro. The latter, hoping to escape, forces his daughter to persuade Radames to release him. The soldier, in his love for Aida, does release his prisoner, but the plot is discovered, and Radames is himself in prison. He is tried for treason and sentenced to be buried alive. Amneris, able to save him, refuses to do so as he spurns her love, and the last scene shows us the vault in which he is entombed. Aida has hidden herself in the vault, and together they die, while above, kneeling on the stone that seals their tomb, is Amneris, shrouded in black, mourning her lost adored one. The aria, O Patria Mia, is sung by Aida near the beginning of Act 3, a moonlight night on the banks of the Nile. Aida is alone and veiled. She has come to the spot, hoping to meet Radames. And in this beautiful, tender melody, she sings of her lovely native land that she has despaired of ever seeing again. Marie Rapaud made her operatic debut at the Metropolitan Opera House a few seasons ago as Sulamith in The Queen of Sheba. Since then, she has expanded her repertoire until it includes Elsa in Lohengrin, Elizabeth in Tannhäuser, Eva in The Meistersinger, and the forest bird in Siegfried, all of which she sings in German. Of the Italian operas, she has been heard in Aida and The African, and of the French operas, in the roles of Michaela in Carmen and Marguerite in Faust. Madame Rapaud has a most extensive concert repertoire also, and is well known on the American concert stage.